and there'll be many worshippers who are eager to return to churches, mosques and temples once the limit on gatherings rises to 100 people at midday on Friday. Clay Nelson is the Reverend of the Auckland Unitarian Church and is with us. Morena.
Kia ora.
How many people would you normally have in your congregation?
Well, we would, our average attendance, because we're a small denomination, is about 45. But we have a small sanctuary, and if we can get 100 people in, if we don't have to worry about physical distance.
But I guess you do still have to worry about that sort of physical distancing, but at least your regular congregation will be able to attend rather than doing it on Zoom.
Well, the question is, like many churches, I have a number of people in the vulnerable category, and whether or not they will want to come is still trying to be determined. They have been coming to the Zoom meetings, and actually we've had better attendance on Zoom than we do on Sundays. So the other aspect is, because there aren't a lot of Unitarian churches in New Zealand, we've been getting Unitarians coming from Dunedin to Whangarei into Zoom meetings.
So do you think once you get back into the church, are you still going to use Zoom so that you can connect further?
Well, we're trying to figure out how we might do that, certainly, and allow those who feel vulnerable locally to still be able to be part of it. So there are just a lot of considerations for us.
Absolutely.
Unlike a bar and a restaurant, they have paid staff who are managing a lot of these things for them. We're all volunteer, so it's becomes a much bigger project.
Lots to think about. Thank you very much, Clay Nelson there, the Reverend of the Auckland Unitarian Church.